This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Starting with your commodities from the Chicago Board of Trade from last Friday's close. Corn for March finished steady at 374 and three quarters. May corn finished down a quarter at 382 and three quarters. And July corn was down a quarter at 390 and a half. Soybeans for March were up 4 cents at 907 and a half. May beans finished at 921 and a half, up 3 3/4, and July beans were up 3 3/4 as well at 935. Chicago wheat for March was down 2 3/4 at 504 and a quarter. May wheat was at 507, down 3 1/2, and July wheat was down 4 cents at 509 and a quarter. Soybean meal for March was up $1 at 306.50 a ton. May soybean meal was at 310.50 a ton, up 90 cents. And July bean meal was up 90 cents as well at 314.60. Finally, soybean oil for March was up 6 cents at 29.95. May soybean oil was up a nickel at 30.28. And July soybean oil was up a nickel as well at 30.62. And at this time, we'll move on to the Illinois Department of Agriculture for Friday's Cash Grain Reports.
This is Friday's reported grain price and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Hillenkoetf grain prices had corn steady and soybeans higher on positive news coming from the latest negotiations of the U.S.-China trade talks. In northern western Hillenkoetf, grain yields quoted shell corn bids steady at 331 to 357. Soybean bids are up 4 cents at 823 to 859. In central Hillenkoetf, grain yields quoted shell corn bids steady, 343 to 359. Soybean bids are up 4 to 6 cents. At 845 to 865. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down a penny at 342 to 372, while soybean bids were up 4 to 7 cents at 844 to 880. Illinois soybean processors cash soybean bids were 4 cents higher at 876 to 899. Basis is unchanged at 3200 to 1700 of the March. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis is offered at 284.50 to 296.50 a ton. Up a dollar a ton, with basis steady at 2200 to 10 under the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were steady at 350 to 369, with basis unchanged at 2500 to 6 under the March. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids steady at 361 to 368, with basis unchanged at 1400 to 7 under the March. Soybeans ended up 4 to 5 cents at 859 to 869. Will basis steady to up one at 4900 to 3900 the March. New crop wheat prices are down 4 cents at 474 to 501, with basis unchanged at 3508 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal always place their producer corn bids mixed at 386 to 387. These elevators raise their soybean prices 5 to 8 cents. Cotations at 893 to 894. Soft wheat closed down 3 cents. At 534 to 535, and Milo was steady at 419 to 420. Contract bids producers for fall delivery. Corn in the northern part of the state at 346 to 370. Soybeans at 866 to 897. In the central part of the state, corn for fall delivery at 354 to 370. Soybeans at 881 to 915. And in the southern part of the state, corn for fall delivery at 341 to 374, soybeans at 869 to 902, and June, July wheat at 480 to 506. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Moving on to your livestock futures from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Live cattle for February finished 50 cents higher on Friday, up to 126.62. April live cattle were down 20 cents, however, down to 127.17, and June live cattle were also down 20 cents to 118.07. Feeders for March were down $1.47 to 142.60. April feeders were at 145.22, down $1.27, and May feeders were down $1.10 to 146.57. Lean hogs for April were up 82 cents to 59.52. May lean hogs were at 68.45, up 75 cents, and June lean hogs were up a quarter to 76.72. And at this time, we'll move on to the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture in Springfield for Friday's Cash Livestock Reports.
Thank you. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday afternoon's livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Afternoon Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 21 cents lower in a range of $44.50 to $48.78, with a weighted average carcass price of $48.51. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sow prices are steady to $2 higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 20 to 24, 4 to 500 pounds at 22 to 29, 5 to 600 pounds at 25 to 34, over 600 pounds at 28 to 39. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, prices for barrows and guts at country buying points are steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 26 to 35. Receipts for Illinois barrows and gelts totaled 45,858. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at $123.50 to $124. And on a dress basis traded at $199. Heifers on a live basis traded at $125 to $126 and on a dress basis traded at $199. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established, 286 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $63.03, which was 27 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading higher. Choice carcasses are $216.85, which was 78 cents higher, with select carcasses at $210.99, which was 58 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 111,000 compared to 115,000 for last week and 114,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 465,000 compared to 442,000 for last week and 442,000 for 1 year ago. Today we also have the Fairview Sale Barn Auction results. Total receipts of 1110. Special unrestricted feeder sales saw active trade with good demand on a high quality set that were mostly all weaned with shots. Feeder steers large 1-2, 4 head with an average weight of 314 and an average price of 158.03, 43 head with an average weight of 419 and an average price of 176.11, 39 head with an average weight of 521 and an average price of 174.38, 87 head with an average weight of 624 and an average price of 156.93, 73 head with an average weight of 714 and an average price of 142.15, 17 head with an average weight of 821 and an average price of 124.77. 9 head with an average weight of 922 and an average price of 119. Feeder heifers large 1-2, 1 head with a weight of 190 and a price of 143. 5 head with an average weight of 322 and an average price of 135.66. 37 head with an average weight of 430 and an average price of 143.89. 96 head with an average weight of 526 and an average price of 140.44. 99 head with an average weight of 613 and an average price of 141.50. 14 head with an average weight of 728 and an average price of 127.66. 9 head with an average weight of 812 and an average price of 118.31. 1 head with a weight of 980 and a price of 106. Feeder bulls large 1-2. 2 head with an average weight of 365 and an average price of 135. 1 head with a weight of 455 and a price of 141. 1 head with a weight of 540 and a price of 136. 2 head with an average weight of 642 and an average price of 125.51. 2 head with an average weight of 708 and an average price of 110.04. 5 head with an average weight of 841 and an average price of 109. 3 head with an average weight of 927 and an average price of 93.69. That concludes our livestock report. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
President Trump reluctantly signed funding legislation Friday to keep the USDA and 8 other departments open for the rest of the fiscal year, while declaring a southern border national emergency to fund wall construction. President Trump accused Hill Democrats of obstructing wall funding to help them win the 2020 election, predicted they'd lose anyway, and told reporters he could reprogram $8 billion for the wall through an executive action.
We're going to be signing today and registering national emergency, and it's a great thing to do because we have an invasion of drugs, invasion of gangs, invasion of people, and it's unacceptable.
But another government shutdown was also unacceptable to the president. Lawmakers who passed by veto-proof margins, spending to keep agencies open, and businesses, industry, and farmers depended on government services. FSA County office help with farm loans USDA Farm Bill implementation, and EPA rulemaking for year-round E15 use all suffered during the record 35-day December through January shutdown. Trump acknowledged Democrats would challenge his national emergency in the courts, but predicted a final win at the Supreme Court. Meantime, the president repeated his willingness to continue a tariff ceasefire with China past a March 1st deadline.
There is a possibility that I will extend the date. And if I do that, if I see that we're close to a deal or the deal is going in the right direction, I would do that at the same tariffs that we're charging now. I would not increase the tariffs.
And in a sign that's happening after week-long talks in Beijing.
China's coming here next week, by the way. They're coming home, the traders. And then China's coming here next week. And then I'll be meeting with President Xi at some point after that to maybe for some remaining deals we'll make them directly, one-on-one ourselves.
Trump said earlier an end-of-February summit was no longer planned. But the situation remained fluid as top U.S. trade and economic officials continue to weigh progress on ongoing talks. In other national news, the Midwest and Mid-South parts of the country saw farm income decline in the fourth quarter of 2018. In spite of the pressure of on-farm incomes, the value of quality farmland, ranch land, and pasture land rose. Those observations come from the latest Agricultural Finance Monitor, which is published by the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. The 22 agricultural banks that responded to the Fed survey are located in 7 Midwest and Mid-South states, including Arkansas, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Mississippi, Missouri, and Tennessee. Lenders continued to report declining farm incomes compared to a year earlier. The last quarter of 2018 was the 20th straight quarter of lower farm incomes. Farm income expectations improved slightly in the first quarter of 2019. One Missouri lender says we've heard rumors of large farmers filing for bankruptcy. Farmers in our area still have crops in the field. The past surveys done by the Fed showed expectations of dropping farmland value. In spite of that, quality farmland value rose 3.4% in the fourth quarter of last year when compared to 2017. Cash rents for quality farmland rose 2.9% in the fourth quarter. In local news, we have the latest results of the Greenville Livestock Auction from last Friday Wednesday sale from February 13th. There were total receipts of 857, 819 were in cattle, 38 in sheep and goats. Slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to a dollar higher on high choice and steady on low choice in selects. Holstein steers traded steady to a dollar higher on high choice and steady on low choice and selects. Feeder steers and heifers traded unevenly steady on medium large 1 to 2s and steady to weak on unvaccinated, unweaned to short weaned calves and medium short 2 to 3s. Slaughter cows traded 50 cents to a dollar higher on better cows and a dollar to $2 higher on slower cows. Slaughter bulls traded unevenly steady. And as always, to catch the full report, you can find it on the website at WSMIRadio.com. In FFA news, since this is the beginning of FFA week, the Litchfield FFA chapter will continually be holding their canned food drive. That food drive will continue through Tuesday, February the 26th. Canned food items can be dropped by the high school or sent to with any Litchfield FFA member or student. And everyone is invited to stop by the Ag Shop in Litchfield this Thursday, where the FFA chapter will be serving a pork patty lunch from 11:30 to 1 p.m. to celebrate FFA week. Meals will be sold for $5, and they will include a pork patty sandwich along with chips, drink, and a cookie. And this Saturday, the Gillespie FFA alumni will be holding a pancake and sausage breakfast on Saturday morning, February the 23rd. The breakfast will take place from 7 to 10 a.m. at the Gillespie High School cafeteria. For this President's Day morning, Monday, February the 18th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.